Hey, and welcome back to the Discover Myrtle Beach podcast. My name's Sean, with Daniel every week.
Every week, man. I'm here. What's up?
Just ready for that 80 degree weather you were telling me about a little bit ago in the first go around during our mic troubles.
We're not far away from it, man. I think we're going to get it maybe some mid-70s this week, I think. It feels like the 80s when you've been stuck in the cold.
Yeah, it's good because I need to go to About Time in North Myrtle Beach and finish the drone shot, so
I haven't been there yet, though.
It's really cool. I hate it for them. They don't have a sign. Like, they do have a sign, but they don't have a big sign. It's like under the hotel a little bit. But it's a neat place, and I'm hoping that people will eventually find it. Locals know about it. I'm talking about the tourists. All the locals know about it. The food's really good. The staff is really awesome, and it's on the ocean, which is really neat because not a lot of places on the North End have that.
You know, I'd love to get it. It's difficult for me too because, you know, like I've said many times before, we eat so late, and I think they close like around 8 maybe. Yeah. According to Google, they close at 8, and like we're just leaving the house about 8 to go eat. So it's kind of hard to eat that early. But I'm sure there'll be a day when we can do that.
Yeah, so gonna finish that this week and all that kind of stuff. So so what'd you do this weekend?
Nothing.
Okay.
Yeah, usually I have something I did. I didn't do nothing this weekend. Man, I messed up my back. I ended up just staying home and nursing it. I sound like an old man, I know that. But I felt like one for a couple of days. And, we had some plans we wanted to do, but we did nothing, which is okay. It's all right to hang out once in a while at home. I mean, I don't think we did anything at all, literally. I don't remember anything we did.
I mean, did you turn TV on?
Well, yeah. I mean, Friday, I was basically, you know, nursing the wound there. But Saturday, I had already agreed to help somebody who was learning some instruments that I would help them with some things. And
Taught them how to play the harp?
No. I spent a couple hours on
that. There's a couple of strings on that instrument.
There's one or two on there.
I played it once. I played Tinkle Twinkle Little Star because it's like three strings. It's like, oh, I can do this.
No, I don't know how to play the harp. I can play some other things, but not the harp. Maybe I should pick one up now. You got me thinking now.
It's an interesting and intimidating instrument, and yet it's like makes you feel like a fairy.
Really?
Or like an angel.
Like a...
Because of the way it looks. Yeah. It just has that look to it.
You just need to get some angel wings.
But I did try to do like the do-do-do-do-do sound or whatever.
Didn't work.
Not so much. Apparently, you actually have to have talent.
To even make the do-do-do-do sound, you need to have some talent.
But I swear, whenever I watch people do it, because I got curious and I watch them do it, they just sit there and they just pick different strings. But
it's almost like they know what they're doing.
It's weird. But yeah, so this weekend, my daughter had a dance competition in Mount Pleasant. And so we went down to Mount Pleasant, stayed at this really neat, I think it's one of those like you stay for a while, long stay hotels, but it's called Home 2. It's by the Hilton. But the place was like really modern looking and it's just really, really neat.
Was it expensive?
Well, we did like a group thing.
Oh,
so,
okay. So you got a deal. Yeah.
I wanted to say it's like $120-$140 a night. I mean, it's not crazy.
That's not bad.
Yeah, that's not crazy. But you're also not in like Charleston. You're in Mount Pleasant. But there's tons of stuff to eat and do there
too. Right. Yeah. I've stayed in Mount Pleasant before. I didn't stay there. But you're close enough to Charleston, yeah, but you're not far away. So
it's not bad. But the thing that we did was... Well, let me just backtrack. Everything had a USB port. The light next to the bed, the counter in the bedroom, the wall plugs,
everything.
Downstairs at breakfast, the tables had USB plugs.
The breakfast tables had
a little
USB?
Flap, and you just plug your. I mean, it was.
I love convenience.
And the computer they had down there. This is interesting. They had a Windows and a Mac, two different computers. I guess they're like, well, please, whoever. In the like the computer.
But that shows that they're really paying attention, though.
Yeah, they really were.
There's a nice hotel in Florence I go to. They have a nice Mac set up there. And it just shows that when you have both computers, you're kind of paying attention that, you know, there is multiple types of people out there.
I was mad they didn't, like, go all in on the Windows side and get the Microsoft Studio that, you know, like, leans down. If you're going to get a Mac, get a nice Windows computer, too, and have the, you know, it's got the screen. And
yeah.
It's a neat thing. So, but that's... So we went there. We ate at some oyster place downtown.
Where's it at? What's the name of
it? So I don't remember. They had a onesie night while we were there, And so we, I know a couple episodes ago.
Well, we've talked about this
like
before.
Episode 2, 3, somewhere in that range.
Were they, was that for like a liquor?
It was
sampling?
A bar hopping crawl, pub crawl what? Thing. Yeah. And so we're at this restaurant that's like, you know, it's not the kind of restaurant you normally would like just wear a t-shirt in. Right. But it also wasn't like a super like dress up restaurant. And yeah, there's people in there with onesies. And I asked the server and I said, why is everybody wearing onesies? And I guess he had not seen
yet. He wasn't wearing a onesie?
No. So they just kind of like, they walked in front of us. We followed, we followed like Barney the Dinosaur in the door. And he goes, I'm sorry. I was like, people are wearing onesies. He goes, where? I was like, at the bar. He turned around and looked. He looked back. He goes, what?
I have no idea.
He was so confused. So he went and found
out. So they probably just organized their own little bar crawl and didn't really tell anybody.
No, the company did it.
They just rolled out.
No, they had like badges and everything.
Dang.
Yeah. So So I finally got to see professional onesiers in public.
Yeah. I didn't get to see the one around here, but I can only imagine people drinking and in onesies is what would happen after they've had a few. But I'll tell you a cool place to go next time you go to Charleston is Fleet's Landing. Or it might be Fleet Landing. But it's right on the water. Seafood place. Great spot to you can just sit out there and enjoy the scenery. Good place for like the spring or early summer. I don't know if you've ever seen it, but it's really nice to go to.
No.
Check that out next time you're down there. Definitely worth it. It's worth the trip just to go there and eat and hang out for a while.
And where is it again?
It's right on the water.
Mount Pleasant?
No, it's right in historic Charleston. I can't remember the name of the street, but it's right on the water. So if you go in it towards where like all the docks and stuff are, you'll see it.
Okay.
I mean, I could go to it right now, but I don't know that.
Yeah. There's a lot of neat places on the water in Mount Pleasant, too, if you actually go on that road that goes around the one side. We ate at a nice Mediterranean place there once. But we ate at one of the locals' favorite places when we were down Longhorn. It was an interesting time.
Yeah. I love eating on the water, like Marsh Walk.
By the way, anybody getting mad in the comments or anywhere, I'm joking about Longhorn being a local favorite. They're not gonna lie though, the steak actually good.
It's not bad.
It's you know, no offense to some places, but some places steaks Outback very consistent with their steak, but it's not like wow, that steak was amazing. Longhorn steak very flavorful. I got the bone in ribeye. It's good. Anyway,
speaking of being on the water, you know, Barefoot Linden's doing all those renovations right there.
My old restaurant, T-Bones, is gone.
I haven't even looked.
Hollowed
since
they it
started.
Out. I mean, they're not tearing the structure down. They're just hollowing it out and redoing it into a new concept.
But the waterfront part is going to be entirely new. Am I right? Or
it looks like in the pictures it's going to be all walking, but it looks like they're keeping the road. I don't know if they know what they're doing. But yeah, it's all going to be different.
I thought the road was going to be gone, but I know
that.
I
think it is, but they're going to have to do something because there's no way to get to the other side if they do that without going all the way back on Highway 17. And I feel like
that's a bad plan.
If I'm Greg Norman or one of those places, I'm going to be pretty mad about that. Although if you're Greg Norman, you're pretty excited because all this new stuff is right next to you.
Well, I mean, I know they're supposed to be putting like a Lulu's right there on the waterway. I don't know what all else is coming, but I haven't checked on the progress. I'm just kind of curious how it's going to go.
Did you hear about Jimmy Buffett no longer drinking margaritas?
What?
Yeah. I feel like if you go to
a concert. Not even virgin margaritas?
No. If you go to a concert now and he's singing about Margaritaville, you're kind of going to feel like you're being lied to.
Yeah.
And the poor guy, I don't even know if he ever found his salt shaker. So, you know, I guess his doctor. So.
Yeah, well, I figured he'd be switching to Virgin or something. But if he's not drinking them, he's going to need to change it.
I bet he'll find
them. How would Margaritaville sound if it was like a totally different beverage, though? Like if he wrote it off a totally different beverage.
It'd be Tequilaville with just some bitters.
Oh, we're getting off track.
Yeah. Anyway.
So do you have any events this week? I know you had some last week. I don't know if you had any.
There are so many events. Valentine's Day, just go to the website because we won't. I mean,
yeah, I'm not listing all the Valentine's.
Yeah, there's so much stuff. I think, put it this way, if you have a place you like to go, they're probably doing something for Valentine's Day.
Basically, just everyone's doing something.
Throw it out there. I've got a couple. You know, some of the restaurants like Liberty and, and I think Greg Norman and a few other places are still doing their 2-for-1 deals. Great time to be a local with that.
Greg Norman's place is doing a 2-for-1?
They did last year.
Hey, check on that. I love Greg Norman's restaurant.
Yeah.
It's one of my favorite places to go.
Really cool atmosphere.
Yeah.
So this is something that I just saw pop up this week, and maybe I've just been blind, but on Tuesdays and Thursdays, 710 does $10 all you can bowl.
I saw that.
Yeah, that's
$10.
Pretty good deal.
You can sit there and rock out all night.
Yeah, so they're doing that on Tuesdays and Thursdays. Tonight, Tuesday, so it's a little too late. It's a cornhole competition at Ron John's.
You guys get out the kitchen next week.
Yeah, right. Well, no, it's Thursday too, so you're
going to go on Thursday. Yeah.
There was something else. It's my phone is being slow.
Okay. Yeah, you've had a few technological issues this morning, man.
Yeah, no. Valentine's Day. One cool thing though, they are doing complimentary carriage rides starting at 3:00 at Market Common. I know we mentioned that. Yeah. I think last week.
No, a couple weeks ago.
But I'm going to tell you, there's a line.
Is it?
We went when they did it last time, and
Expect to wait a minute.
Yeah, that's pretty much
probably low amounts of carriage and a lot of amounts of riders.
Yeah, and we want to remind people we're not being paid for this. I just think it's really awesome that Jack Hanna is going to the Carolina Opry on Sunday. He looks like he's the same age. So
the ageless Jack.
But I mean, other than that, only thing going on, everyone's focused on Valentine's, so there's not really any other really interesting events that I found. Definitely check online discovermyrtle.com. or discovermyrtle.com/events. You can add your events on there for free. But everyone's focused on Valentine's Day.
Yeah. So, I felt like we listed enough things for Valentine's Day. So this week I intentionally did not get Valentine's Day events.
If you did not know that there's a holiday this week and there's probably going to be things going on, then that's on you. Or you're single and you don't care. But you know what? Maybe... That might be weird, but grab a friend and go enjoy one of these deals with a friend.
Do one of the single ready to mingle, like About Time was doing.
Yeah, they are too. Yeah.
Yeah. Take a friend there and some other singles.
It's great that people are looking out for the singles.
What else you got? You got anything else for us?
I had tech news and then I didn't.
You blew it, didn't
Samsung
you?
Galaxy S9 got leaked out. No one cares.
nobody batted an eye, man. They were just like, whatever.
Apple shipped less phones. No one cares.
I saw a lot of people were doing a lot of the HomePod unboxings on YouTube.
Yeah, you know, so
a lot of people seem a little less than impressed. I didn't know it's a
speaker, not a smart speaker like the Amazon or the Google.
It basically does the Siri just kind of
goes Siri. Through whatever your phone can do, this can do.
Right. It's just a bigger speaker.
My phone just went off.
Yes. Siri's listening to you. She's as bad as Alexa.
No, you go away.
Thank God Alexa's not in this room. They start fighting or something.
You can't say that word, people at home. Their device are gone. So anyway.
But I saw a lot of people using them. So
yeah.
I think they expected them to be smart speakers and they're really
apparently
not.
They sound really good. But I'm just going to go to Best Buy and crank them up. You remember back in the day, the speaker aisles, like everybody had to crank them up. And just blast them.
You know the people at Best Buy hate that too.
I don't know. I think Apple is starting to just, we have cool ideas. And then people are like, we don't really like that. And they're like, it's cool. Just let it happen.
Just take
they're
it,
like,
just...
we have this new keyboard. It looks really cool and it's really hard to do. That's cool. It types like crap. hey, look, we got USB-C. So even if you go buy a brand new iPhone and iMac or a MacBook today, you can't plug it into iTunes. Which iTunes is horrible software anyway. You should be using iCloud, but I won't go on that.
I'll tell
tech
you
rant,
what, if they would make the HomePod work in a similar way to Sonos speakers and Sonos software, I think they would sell probably twice as many.
Well, they are doing something very similar, except that they only let Apple Music work on it.
Right. And that's, I get the business perspective. That's very normal of Apple, but anyway, moving on.
Yeah.
I have some. Events here, a couple of them. I think they're all very interesting. These are unique events. Well, most of them are unique. I don't know if you've ever heard of Wicked Fitness, but this is Wicked Fitness. They're over on 707, but they had something that just totally caught my eyes. Not for me, but I have a feeling some of the ladies out there might especially like it. It's called Glow Flow Yoga, and this is on our Facebook page. But it actually looks really interesting if you're into yoga. Basically, they're going to have the whole place like dimmed out and then all the black lights are going to be on. So they're encouraging you to wear like white clothes, neon clothes, And then they're going to provide like glow sticks and then like glow body paint. And I guess you're just going to do like some peaceful yoga under the black lights. I don't know. Seems kind of cool. There's quite a few people that are interested in it. It's only $10 to do it. And it's not like advanced classes. It says all levels are welcome. So whether you're a beginner in yoga or somebody who's more experienced, it's going to be for everybody. So it seems like a good thing for fitness people. I would hate to attempt to do yoga.
I've thought about it and then I unthink about it. Just the thought of the hot yoga, just I could not.
Hot yoga?
Yeah, it's like in a sauna.
Oh my God, no.
They turn the heat on and they do yoga and you're supposed to sweat a lot.
So basically you're doing yoga outside in the South.
I don't want to be stuck in any kind of their flying swan frogs and sweat going down my face and I can't scratch it because I got my arm twisted around in such a way.
I didn't even know this was a thing.
I made that up.
No, I mean hot yoga.
The hot yoga, yeah.
I didn't even know that was a thing.
I used the coldest gym in North Myrtle Beach. Their air conditioning used to go out. And that was kind of cool to work out in the hot. But you're lifting weights is very different than like leaning against your own leg. And anyway, podcast is going to... If you're cooking while listening to this, just
stop.
We're going to stop this conversation now and move on to the next one. Hopefully, it doesn't have like a worm crawl coming up.
No. The next one is something for the people out there who enjoy cars. Now, Nopi is coming back. I'm not sure if you have you been to any of the Nopi events.
Yep.
If you're into cars or trucks, especially around here, there's a lot of trucks that go. It's worth going to. It's at the Speedway, and it's on March 9th, 10th, and 11th. They're gonna have like a lot of competitions. They'll have audio competitions, drift competitions. I imagine the show car competitions. I think they even do like bikini competitions. I'm not real sure. I don't want to say that for sure.
I should definitely sign up for that.
Yeah, I don't know that you'll win, but anyway,
I'll do my best.
They're gonna be back, and I know that the tickets are cheaper if you buy them ahead of time. So check that out. That's on our page as well. The next thing I have is for women. It's Women in Business Expo, and it's over on Queensway Boulevard, which I believe is next to or near Kingston Plantation. But it's basically for women to go and, I guess, shop and check out the latest stuff in fashion and food, cosmetics. And I think it's even kind of geared towards networking. So if you have a small business and you're a lady that runs her own business, you're an entrepreneur, probably good to show up. It's February 24th from noon to 6. I would definitely show up, at least if you don't buy anything, might find some connections there.
Get my costume ready.
You're going to go out there advertising?
No.
On the opposite side, we got one for the men. This is the Carolina Man Show.
That's what I was waiting for.
It was just kidding. I just love the way it sounds.
Beer stick.
The Man Show. Anyway, it's at the convention center. It says it's hosted by WB2W News 13. So on the advertisement, the image, it says...
Hold on. Stop.
Yes.
Why do news stations have all those weird W's in their names?
I don't know. There's got to be a reason.
A lot of them have a W.
They probably all do. I think so.
Next podcast. Google it. Yeah. We're diving into that next podcast. That'll be the weird news.
Next week, we're going to deep dive into why... There's a W in news station names.
So back to the Man Show.
The Man Show.
That was the worst man
voice ever. Yeah, it says all types of toys for big boys. It says beer, RVs, motorcycles, boats, slingshots, paintball, and so much more. It just screams testosterone. I mean, I don't really know what else is going to happen there. I imagine it's going to be a pretty fun event. It does say it's kid friendly, so it's not going to be... You know, anything crazy. It's at the convention center.
Which I guarantee you they have one of those things with a mallet and you hit it to see if you get the bell at the top.
Yeah.
They better have one of those. I'm gonna take my 1-year-old son there.
How are you gonna have a man show and not have some competition going on, right?
Yeah.
Men like to compete. But like I say, it's the 25th of February, noon to 5. It's actually Saturday as well, the 24th, from 10 to 5. It says over 30 vendors. There's gonna be a donut eating competition, a wing eating competition, a Yeti cooler, and a flat screen TV contest. There's going to be obviously food concessions. iHeart, The Rock, and the Gator radio stations are going to be there.
When are people going to stop saying flat screen?
It's just
if you don't have a flat screen TV at this point,
It's sort of a pointless.
Well, no, I say that, and Samsung's got the stupid curved ones.
Yeah.
But they should start replacing that with 4K. Yeah. Because every TV except the Samsung ones.
Every TV is at least thin now.
And even.
Yeah. You're going to just venture off into a whole nother
rant. Keep having almost ADD moments.
I'm going to let you rant, though, man. I mean, when you rant, you might get something done. Samsung or somebody might be listening. Probably not, but.
Stop curving your TVs because you can. Instead, give me a phone that
they do look good, though.
I want a phone that's like one of those slap bracelets. So instead of putting in my pocket, get rid of the smartwatch. No, they've made screens. LG actually has these screens, and they literally have one that goes around your wrist.
I've seen that, and it's very futuristic, and my mind is still trying to wrap around the idea of having a screen wrapped around my wrist.
I see what you did there.
Yes.
Anyway.
Yeah. I'm trying to wrap around the idea.
I think
wrap
it's more around. Healthy.
There's no pun intended there.
So, yeah, that's that sounds like an interesting event to go check out. I might actually go.
Yeah. You're going to enter the donut eating competition. I don't know exactly what you're going to win.
But. Well, see, my son's like 15 months old, so I don't know if he'll appreciate it. He and I, maybe we'll go do something.
Well, it is kid friendly. So, I have some interesting news, though.
Okay.
So, I guess every guy out there can relate to where this guy was coming from, at least at some point in our life. You're always trying to impress the ladies. Well, this headline, I'm just going to read the headline and just see what your reaction is. Military impersonator landed helicopter at base to impress woman. Think about that. Newsflash. Right. Slow clap for
except
this
for impersonating a military.
Guy,
that's messed up.
Forget that. But he went above and beyond. He full on pretended to be a 3-star general. And he landed this helicopter. I don't remember the whole story, but he landed this helicopter. He chartered it. So let me just put it that way. He chartered it.
Did he have a license?
He weren't flying it. He chartered it. So he had a pilot, I'm assuming, flying it for him. But he landed this thing. And whenever he landed it, he actually landed on the campus of the SAS Institute in North Carolina. And the security guards approached him. He straight poker faced this thing and salutes the security guards. And they salute him back and just buy it.
Oh, my God.
They just bought it.
This is not good.
Yeah. So eventually somebody catches on and come to find out she thought that he was going to come pick her up in a car for a date. Instead, he shows up in a helicopter and picks her up, and they fly around for 30 minutes. And then he gets obviously arrested for impersonating military.
So when he got to the base, was she with him?
I think that's where he went to pick her up. I'm not sure exactly.
Oh, so she was in the military.
No. Here's the funny thing. When they started questioning him on this, he tells them that he's there to pick her up for like a classified meeting, and it was approved by President Trump. This dude had the whole thing thought out, man. Now,
he went too high with that. He should have stopped.
He should have stopped. He should have stopped. But he thought about it that much that he was willing to charter a helicopter, pretend to be a 3-star. And you're going to say Trump approved a meeting with this lady and that's why you're there to pick her up in a helicopter? Come on.
Why was she on the base already, though? That's the part I'm not.
I don't know, man. He was going to take her to Fort Bragg, apparently. Well, that was a story.
She had to have been in the military for some.
The story, I'll post it. I'll post the
story
link.
Has holes, and I need them filled.
I'm gonna post it, and then you can check it out for yourself because it was a little bit of a long story, so I didn't want to like go through the whole thing. But the man thought about it. He really put in a lot of effort. Now I'm not sure if she was just that attractive of a lady or exactly what happened. But
this is why people, you always listen to outside criticism, because when you don't, this is what happens. You think everything's a good idea and you don't have you need that pessimist in your life, the critiquer, to tell you, but what if this happens? You need the devil's advocate in everything you do. I mean, one of his friends would have to be like, hey, what about going to jail?
Which he is going to go to jail now.
So,
I mean, yeah, he should have definitely.
I mean, that was almost like, that's more than impersonating. The fact that he did it on a military base has got to be a whole other thing, too.
He should have definitely bounced this idea off of somebody's head. Yeah, just asked a buddy. You know,
I've Googled, can I get in trouble? Anyway.
Yeah. Anyway, so I mean, I can relate to what he was doing, but he should have just backed. If you got it, if you need to be a 3-star general to impress her, I don't know.
I can't help but think, and it's just because we live in Myrtle Beach, that yeah. It was one of those giant bright yellow or red helicopters.
The little tour ones?
Yeah, and that if she was military or knew anything about military, she'd be like, that's a...
That doesn't look military to
me. Why does it have a giant $20 on the side of it?
Anyway.
That's interesting.
This story. One is not... I don't know if I would say weird news, but it's interesting to say the least. So... A lady won, or let me say this, she claims to have won $560 million.
Oh, I did.
You've heard about this?
One. Yeah.
But apparently the state she's in, there's, I guess, a rule that you don't get the right to be anonymous or something to that effect.
Which is stupid.
So she's going through an attorney so that she can get this money to and stay anonymous. And I can understand that because if you win $500 million... You're going to have people coming out of the woods wanting some money. But anyway, somebody did the numbers on this thing, man, and it's costing her about $14,000 per day in interest. So if she had just came out and said, yep, it's me, my name is whatever, she could be saving $14,000 a day. So she's paying her lawyers, and she's losing $14,000 a day to just stay anonymous. I think I'd just suck it up, you know? I think I would just suck it up. And not be anonymous, rather than lose $14,000 a day. Now I know $14,000 is a drop in the bucket when you have $500 million, yes, but it's still $14,000 a
but
day.
Think about that. Think about this. Think of all the random strangers, old friends, and people that aren't going to come after her and say, "Hey," because honestly, these people they lose a lot. You know, they go out and they win, and then friends and family hit them up and. Like, oh, hey, can I get $1 million? Can I get $1 million? And that's what her thought is she's watched that show where all of the winners just get in trouble and stuff. But
well, either way, she's in a bind now, and I'm not sure if she's at risk of losing it. But I was trying to read the article and see if there was any way that she could possibly lose the money in general, but I definitely wouldn't chance it like that. But yeah, put my name on the paper. $14,000 a day. Just go ahead and print it out. I'll take it.
Yeah, yeah.
Now this is the last news story I have. This odd, but a farmer called the cops because there was a tiger on his property, and
I might call the police too.
He got the fright of his life, but. After 45 minutes of the cops being there, I don't know if they, I'm assuming they were at a distance. After 45 minutes, it was a stuffed tiger. it was a stuffed tiger. I don't know why it was out there, but it was on this dude's property, and he was certain it was a real tiger.
No one thought, hey, it might be dead.
It ain't moved in 45 minutes. And I'm not sure, and again, I know there's procedures for this kind of thing, so I'm not sure what the officers are doing, but I feel like an officer with a scope on his rifle should be able to just pull up the thing and look and go, oh, it's clearly not a real tiger.
One of them Googled, do tigers sit still? And then there was some kind of stupid article that popped up about how when they hunt, there is still an alligator or something, and they're like, he's hunting us.
It says officers immediately dispatched several vehicles, including an armed response team to the farm. In addition, police contacted a nearby wildlife park to see if a tiger might have escaped. So I guess there must have been somewhere nearby with tigers that they actually thought it might have been one. But it took them 45 minutes to figure out it was just a stuffed tiger. I mean, I'm looking at the picture. I don't know what the size of the thing is, but it must have been pretty large for them to actually assume it was a tiger.
I mean, if it was a real tiger that was stuffed, I mean, think about it. I mean, it looked real, but eventually you got to notice the thing's not blinking.
Yeah. Not, his eyes aren't moving, paws aren't moving, tail's not moving.
I mean, not everybody's a tiger expert, you know. They need to go download an Encarta, you know, Windows 95. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
I actually have a weird news.
Okay.
Or interesting news. Did you hear that they're coming out with a Mr. Rogers movie?
What?
And Tom Hanks is going to play Mr. Rogers.
That is,
it's the biopic or whatever.
I'm trying to think about how I feel about this.
Okay, it's not the show, but it's the biopic.
Okay. But you know, at some point in this thing, it's going to be Tom Hanks pretending to be Mr. Rogers
or your neighbor.
It's so weird. I don't know. I guess he'll probably play the role well, but
he's one of the only celebrities left that hasn't come out and done something wrong. So
I don't know that I know of anybody that would like play that role, so that my mind sort of accepted it, because I don't, in my mind, I can't see anybody else being Mr. Rogers but Mr. Rogers.
Yeah, like,
doesn't he change his shoes and sweater like every episode?
That always bothered me as a kid. I'm like,
why is he always changing clothes?
Who has house shoes? That doesn't make sense to me. One other thing was what'd you think about the Falcon Heavy?
Dude, I thought it was so cool.
Do you know everyone? This goes to our conversation a couple weeks ago.
I'm not even gonna get into it.
I even saw someone goes, oh, yeah, the Earth is a circle, it's just flat circle. It's like, okay. but here's a conspiracy going around that Elon apparently had to put someone out, and the best way to hide a body is throw it into space. They quote unquote overshot the moon, Mars, and it's going to the asteroid belt to be destroyed.
Now, Elon's got a little bit of money.
A little bit of money.
Why would he spend that much money? Because I don't know the exact budget of SpaceX, but the Heavy Falcon project had to be super expensive. Why would he spend that kind of money to hide a body out of all the places on Earth that his money could have hit a body? Why would he do that? And don't you think the experts who mounted the car, do you think Elon was up there with a screwdriver mounting the Tesla to the spaceship?
I didn't say I believed it. here's what, and don't worry, don't turn the radio off or anything. I won't say anything bad wording wise here, but the next rocket they're shooting is called the BFR.
You don't gotta say anymore. I think I pieced that one together.
Big Falcon rocket.
That's the name of their next rocket. That's what I figured he was gonna
do. I have to say it slowly because it's.
Yeah, he was setting you up.
But even this one was Falcon Heavy.
Yeah.
Like, he's naming. He's like a kid. He's like a.
He's exactly who we would have been when, you know.
Speaking of Tom Hanks, he's like that kid where he grows up to be an adult and works in the toy industry or whatever it was. It's called Big, right?
Tom Hanks was in that? That was Richard. Let's see.
Hold on.
I'm so lost now.
I've got to Google it now. You know what I'm talking about, right?
You know what I was thinking of? I was thinking of the one with Richard Pryor was in it where he worked in a toy store. But no, yeah, you're thinking of Big. That's right. Yeah,
Tom Hanks. Yeah.
He worked for a toy company.
But he was a kid. Yeah. Went to an adult body.
Exactly. Yes. That's Elon.
Well, that's our outro music coming in. So I guess follow us on the.
They're playing us out, man.
Yeah.
This is an award show?
Yeah, there you go. So anyway, follow us at Discover Myrtle everywhere except for Instagram. We're Discover Myrtle Beach. And that's the episode.
Well, I guess that's.
I'm not going to edit this.
I guess there's nothing more to say, man.